Yeah, let's catch up with our friends at Bark Bendigo Animal Relief Centre and see if we can find a new forever home for this week's animal. And we've got Ben from Bark with us. Ben, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robbie. Thanks for having us on.
We were talking last week, you know, about some slightly older animals that you have there as well. And I guess this one fits the bill. Peach, gorgeous little cat, 8 years of age.
Yeah, so as you say, Peach is 8 years old and 10 months. A lovely domestic short hair, tabby and white girl. Very cuddly, you know, nice and fuzzy coat, like just like a peach. We've described her in her profile. Being an older girl, she's looking for a home where she's the only cat. She doesn't get on well with other cats. She likes all the spoiling on her. And perhaps some older kids that aren't looking to pick a cat up and socialise with her on sort of her terms, and you know, lots of cuddles on the couch and at the end of the bed and things like that.
Yeah. I guess it's interesting rehoming cats in particular, because even more so than dogs, I think they seem to make up their mind whether they feel a bond towards the person as much as the person feeling a bond towards them.
Oh, very much so. We see all different personalities in the cats, just like the dogs. So we get our shy ones that pick their person, and then we get our ones that are quite social and like other cats and live in our social rooms at the shelter. And they're sort of happy for any attention and find homes with the right people and fit in really well.
And more sort of older kids, teenagers, what have you, it seems she doesn't like, you know, just to sort of be picked up and carried around, as I've seen a few little ones do with some very, very patient cats from time to time.
Yeah, that's right. So we do get those sort of cats, but Peach is one that likes to socialise on her own terms. But saying that, she is quite affectionate with everyone she meets, just that picking up and carrying around, and she likes more of a gentle hand.
Yeah. Okay. And she's been there a little while, so it would be very, very nice to find her the right sort of home.
Yeah, I think as of today, Peach has been looking for a home for a month, so we can't understand why she hasn't been snapped up or picked off the tree, as we'd say. But she's there waiting for the right person to come along, and we'll keep looking until we find that person.
So if people want to find out more about Peach, tell us how they do it, Ben.
Yeah, so she'll be up on your website. She's up on ours, bendigoanimalreliefcentre.com.au. People can give us a call on 5441-2209 to organise a time to come in and meet with Peach or any of our other animals.
Sounds great. All right, Ben, always good to chat, and we'll do so again next week.
No worries. Just while I've got you there, Robbo.
Yeah, mate.
Thank you for all your help with our Dog a Day campaign we did last week.
Yeah,
it's still going. We've still got a few more dogs we're hoping to get out, but we were aiming for 10 and we've hit the 12 mark now. So fantastic. There's a couple more dogs there that are still waiting for their forever homes. And part of that program, it runs till the end of the week. So if people are out there looking for a dog, not just a cat, they can give us a call on the same number.
Now tell me, just before you go, what about the likes of some of the out-of-the-ordinary animals? Do you have any or many of them at the moment, or is it mainly the doggies and the putties?
No, look, we do any domestic animal. At the moment, we've got a rabbit or two also looking for a home, so their profiles are up on our website. We do see them quite common coming. So if people are looking for a little bit different pet, or a pocket pet, as we call them, we often see rabbits and birds and guinea pigs. We've had quite a few in the last couple of weeks we've adopted out.
Okay, fantastic. Well, keep up the good work. Thanks again, and, we'll chat next week.
Lovely. Thanks, Robbie.